Coming up this Friday in recital is pianist Peter Miyamoto. He is a faculty member in the MU School of Music, and he's my guest next on Mizzou Music. Dr. Miyamoto, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is your faculty recital for the fall or for the whole school year?
For the whole school year this year. I often have given two, but this year it'll just be the one.
How does what's on your recital align with what you're teaching this semester?
Sure.
If at all.
Well, where it really aligns is that next semester I've received grant money to produce two CDs. So two of the pieces, the Mozart and the Schubert sonatas in C minor, are on that CD. It's going to be a CD of all works in C minor. In addition to these works, there'll be a Beethoven variation. And I find it's really fascinating that when we think of Beethoven, we often think of C minor, because if you think of the Fifth Symphony is in C minor and the Pathetic Sonata, and there's a kind of drama and epicness to it. And I find that when Mozart and Schubert explored that key in these particular pieces, they were also very dramatic. So,
when you were putting together the program for your given recitals, are you looking to find a balance between keys and between timbres of pieces, or sometimes do you just go with the whole recital in the key of C minor?
It's a mix, and what I did here was I'm pairing those two mostly for practical reasons. I just like some mileage on those performance-wise, but I am, instead of including the Beethoven, which is a lot of C minor, which I think is fine for a CD but might be difficult in a live concert, I'm contrasting with a short set of Chopin pieces that I think are very beautiful. My favorite nocturne in E flat major, and then a fiendishly difficult etude, the double thirds, which is meant to not sound difficult, so hopefully I'll pull that off.
That's the voice of Dr. Peter Miyamoto. He has been here at the MU School of Music, correct me if I'm wrong, 13 years.
I think that's right.
I always can remember that because Peter's wife, Ayako Saruta, is the artistic director of the Odyssey Chamber Music Series, and she got here and took it over for the second year, and we're starting the 14th season.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, I think that's right.
How do you take these pieces of music that you have known so well for so long and continue to breathe new life into them?
These are pieces that I have performed before. Interestingly, the Mozart that I'm playing is actually a fantasy and a piano sonata. They're separate works, but when he published them, he paired them together. So there's a question whether one should play both of them together or one can play them separately. I have never played them together, and it makes it, the two of them, the fantasy is about 13 minutes and the sonata is about 18, so it's just over half an hour, which is a long stretch. It's hard for concentration and to make the whole arc work is rather difficult. But I have performed each separately. Chopin is very, very old friends. And the Schubert is a relatively new acquisition, but I have played it even in recent years, I've done it a few times, yeah.
In the moments right up before the recital, how are you preparing? You've obviously done your practice. These works have been in you now for maybe decades. But what are you doing? And I guess this is maybe for the benefit of students listening. How are you preparing yourself physically, mentally, in the moments right before you go and take your seat?
Right. Well, it is a very difficult situation because it's not a normal situation to be in, to walk onto a platform and have hundreds of people staring at you and then asked to recreate this wonderful, wonderful music, which is very hard to reach the very core of and reach the quality that I perceive in it. But, you know, I try to do as much homework before. I try to practice as much so that I feel confident with my playing of the works. And one thing I'll always do is try to relax backstage physically by taking some deep breaths, just so I'm starting at a point of relaxation rather than complete freak-outness.
Your colleague, the tenor Stephen Tharp, was in here last week, and he talked about something that a former opera professor told him, which was that when you go out there, there are going to be people in attendance for whom these are incredibly important works in their arc of their life, and they're hearing it for the first time. And there are people in the house for whom this piece of work has been special for years, and they're hearing it live now for the last time. And he talked about the challenge, or kind of implied the challenge, in playing for all those kinds of people. Do you think about that at all, where the audience is at and what their expectations are?
Well, this is something that has come up in my recent performance classes with my students, and we were talking about this. I look at it as a three-pronged equation where you have the performer, you have the score or the music, and then you have the audience. And for myself, I need to focus mostly in a performance on the score. And if I'm doing my job, then it will resonate for the performers. But if I focus on the audience, I think that's where I get lost. Then I consider it not as good a performance for myself.
You've recorded so much. We've been able to play your work for so many years here on 90.5 and on KBIA before that. You mentioned earlier that you've got the grant to do the two recordings forthcoming. When it's all said and done, there's going to be an output. There's going to be a Peter Miyamoto discography. What are the missing pieces? What are those things beyond which you have recorded so far and the two that are upcoming?
Yeah, I don't know where this will lead me. I feel very lucky every time I'm able to record. And it's difficult for me to also choose the pieces that I feel strongly about enough to record. These particular projects, I'll also think of what goes well together on a CD. So I just thought this particular C minor CD was an interesting perspective on three great composers and their sound world and how it comes together, or the similarities and the differences when they happen to be in the same key. C minor, for some reason, is a very dramatic key. In the Mozart, I think it's almost the world of Don Giovanni, his great opera. Very dramatic, very chromatic. Part of it might be that the first piece I'm talking about is a fantasy, where I think composers were generally more free, even harmonically. But equally, the Schubert Sonata is one of his last three sonatas, right at the end of his life. He knew he was very ill, and he knew he was dying. But there was a sudden great creative output that he had, where he wrote three of the great masterpieces for piano in his last three sonatas, as well as the cello quintet and the Mass in E-flat major, just great works. So it's kind of fascinating that this is one of them, and certainly the most dark of the three sonatas. It's really, for me, it brings back the world at times of his first song, which was the Erlkönig. So dark, and the subject matter there is the death of a child, so it's a very dark, dark world.
That's Dr. Peter Miyamoto, the MU School of Music piano faculty. We'll be having a recital this Friday, October the 6th, 7:30 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the MU campus. You can find more details online at music.missouri.edu. Dr. Miyamoto, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.